You are listening to WMUC FM College Park. I'm Orla, and this is Stand By Your Girl, which is all about women in country music. Today we're going to be doing some kind of like classic country, maybe some stuff that you've heard before. I built this playlist back in the fall, actually. I think it was going to be the last episode of the fall, but then my Apple Music Wrapped, Rewind, whatever they call it, came out, and I felt like doing a playlist about that instead. So this show got put on pause, but I decided to bring it back. Partially because I had a busy week and didn't have a ton of time to plan a different show, but it's still a good playlist, I think. It was inspired by I found this Billboard article about the top 100 country music singers of all time, what they thought were the top 100 country music singers of all time, and used that as inspiration. So the playlist goes from like their number one to farther down the list. But of course, we're ignoring all the men on the list, so it's just the top women country singers according to Billboard. But, anyways, up first, we have our PSA.
Do you like the outdoors? Join the Maryland Adventure Program. This is a student-powered adventure that promotes personal growth and overall wellness. You can tackle a 50-foot wall through rock climbing or gather a group of friends to experience the challenge course. To get more information, log on to crs.umd.edu/Maryland Adventure Program.
Yes, okay, I love the Adventure Program. I'm going on a trip with them, I think this upcoming weekend. Ooh, gotta plan for that. Anyways, our first artist this week was what they put as number one, which is the amazing Dolly Parton. They wrote little blurbs, and their blurb for her says, "There's never been anyone like her, and it's impossible to believe that there ever will be again. An unparalleled combination of extraordinary talent, fierce ambition, an iconic country Barbie look, and sheer goodness, Dolly Parton is one of the finest songwriters in country or any other genre. She spins stories often woven from real-life experiences, including the poignant Coat of Many Colors about growing up poor in East Tennessee, the pleading Jolene about fearing a woman will steal her husband, and of course, I Will Always Love You, which Parton wrote as a goodbye to her longtime duet partner and mentor, Porter Wagoner, long before it landed in Whitney Houston's hands. Then there's Parton's one-of-a-kind angelic vibrato that sounds like it floats on gossamer wings, yet is remarkably durable. Since releasing her 1967 debut album, Hello, I'm Dolly, Parton, a renowned philanthropist and theme park operator, has scored 25 number ones on Billboard's Country Songs chart, the most among all women, and 49 top tens on country albums, including 9 number ones. Most recently, in 2023, with Rockstar. At 78, the much-beloved entertainer is still at the top of her game. Yeah, Dolly's pretty cool. You can't really argue with that. And I decided to play the first song they mentioned, Coat of Many Colors, which is off of an album of the same name from... I'll let you know when I come back on air when that album is from, but Yeah, I honestly didn't really truly understand before I started doing my show over a year ago now that Dolly was so much of a songwriter. That was not terribly common for women of the time. They often were just really renowned for their voice and then sang other people's songs, but Dolly wrote most of her songs, and as they said, a lot of it is autobiographical to an extent, including this one, Coat of Many Colors. So here it is.
Back through the years, I go wandering once again. Back to the seasons of my youth. I recall a box of rags that someone gave us. And how my mama put the rags to use. There were rags of many colors, but every piece was small. And I didn't have a coat, and it was way down in the fall. Mama sewed the rags together, so in every piece with love, she made my coat of many colors that I was so proud of. As she sewed, she told a story from the Bible she had read about a coat of many colors Joseph wore, and then she said, perhaps this coat will bring you good luck and happiness. And I just couldn't wait to wear it, and Mama blessed it with a kiss. My coat of many colors that my mama made for me, made only from rags, but I wore it so proudly. Although we had no money, well, I was rich as I could be. In my coat of many colors my mama made for me. So with patches on my breeches and holes in both my shoes, in my coat of many colors I hurried off to school, just to find the others laughing and making fun of me. In my coat of many colors my mama made for me. And oh, I couldn't understand it, for I felt I was rich. And I told them all the love my mama sewed in every stitch. And I told them all the story mama told me while she sewed, and how my coat of many colors was worth more than all their clothes. But they didn't understand it, and I tried to make them see that one is only poor, only if they choose to be. Now I know we had no money, but I was rich as I could be. In my coat of many colors my mama made for me, made just for me.
Many
heard Coat of Many Colors by Dolly Parton, followed by I'm a Honky Tonk Girl by Loretta Lynn, who is number 4 on that list. They put Johnny Cash and Willie Nelson above her, which I'll let slide. Loretta is probably my favorite voice in country music, though. She was the second concert I ever went to when I was like 10, I think, maybe 11. And yeah, I'll read you what they said about her because I think it says pretty much everything I was going to say. They say, despite her ultra-feminine frilly lace frocks and impeccable shellacked black hair, Lynn was an early advocate for women's rights through songs like 1975's controversial and mind-blowing The Pill about the form of contraception. She took a backseat to no one, including predatory women who came looking for her man in 1968's Fist City. Born in Butcher's Holler, Kentucky, Lynn took care of her younger siblings, then moved to Washington State and had 4 kids of her own by 18. After singing on a Buck Owens-hosted TV show in Tacoma, her hit-making career began with 1960's I'm a Honky Tonk Girl, number 14 on the country songs chart, and moved on to 45 million reported album sales solo and with her longtime duet partner Conway Twitty, with whom she recorded the twisted love song You're the Reason Our Kids Are Ugly. Her autobiography, Coal Miner's Daughter, begat an iconic film starring Sissy Spacek. You can call me your number one you-know-what kind of stirrer, Lynn told Billboard in 2015, 7 years before she died at 90. Yeah, she's pretty cool. I was lucky enough to see her twice, including at the Grand Ole Opry down in Nashville. But yeah, she left a pretty big mark on country music, I would say. And I recently did a presentation about her complicatedly feminist lyricism for a class, which was pretty fun. Up next, we have Reba McEntire, who I don't listen to a lot, to be honest. But she's certainly a big deal in country music. We went from number 4 to number 11 on the list, which, yeah, I don't know that I would agree with. But anyways, they say, since debuting in the 1970s, McEntire has become an undeniable force in country music and beyond, with her emotive voice and signature multi-syllabic phrasing, coupled with her 100-plus songs on the Hot Country Songs chart, including 24 number ones. She built a reputation as a dynamic, multifaceted powerhouse with concert tours rich with choreography and dazzling costumes. Music videos, including Fancy and Is There Life Out There, featured cinematic, impactful storylines, and she established herself as a multimedia entertainer on television with Reba and The Voice in film and Broadway. She won the CMA Awards Entertainer of the Year in 1986 and has 4 Female Vocalist of the Year honors and joined the Country Music Hall of Fame in 2011. I get sort of annoyed when they say that Fancy is a Reba song because it's not. It's a Bobby Gentry song who did not make the list. But she's pretty cool, and speaking of feminist country music, Bobby Gentry said that was her strongest song for women's liberation. But I will not play you that, the Reba version, because I don't think it's a great cover. But anyways, I will play Is There Life Out There, one of her other famous story songs. So here it is.
When she was 20, she thought she was ready. Now she's not so sure. She thought she'd done some living. Now she's just wondering what she's living for. Now she's feeling that
We just heard Reba McEntire with Is There Life Out There, followed by Patsy Cline's Walkin' After Midnight. Patsy Cline came in right after Reba, number 12 on this list. I think she should be earlier than that. But anyways, she was sadly just 30 when she died in a plane crash in 1963. But her impact has been huge. Her greatest hits include Walking After Midnight, I Fall to Pieces, and Crazy, and they remain classics in country music. In 1973, she became the first solo woman to be inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. A 1985 biopic called Sweet Dreams, which starred Jessica Lange, who was nominated for Oscar Best Actress for that role, sort of like reinvigorated her catalog and introduced her voice to a new generation. I haven't seen that, actually. I'll have to check that out. But then in 1995, she received a Lifetime Achievement Award from the Recording Academy, and Patsy Cline's Greatest Hits was certified diamond by the RIAA in 2005. It's really too bad that she didn't live to see how much of an impact she had on the genre, but I would say most female country singers for decades after that tried to sort of mimic or model themselves after her voice, so she certainly had a huge impact. Up next, we're going to be playing the Carter Family, coming in at number 15 on that list. They were an Appalachian trio, a family affair, sisters Sarah and Maybell Doherty, who married brothers A.P. Carter and group manager Ezra Carter. After answering a newspaper ad, they became part of the Big Bang of country music, discovered along with Jimmy Rogers during a series of Bristol, Tennessee sessions in 1927. Maybell's picking style became a bedrock technique for folk and country guitarists, and the group's exploration of religion, family, and death contributed to the sadness that was long associated with the genre. The Carter family left a large number of country standards, most notably Keep on the Sunny Side and Will the Circle Be Unbroken? Not to mention a future generation of country legends, including Maybell's daughter, June Carter Cash, who married Johnny Cash. But yeah, they're a pretty big deal. Maybell is a pretty great guitarist in early country, and I'm going to play for you Keep on the Sunny Side, one of their big hits, because I have not played it yet on the show. So it's coming up right now.
Side of life. There's a bright and a sunny side too. Though we meet with the darkness and strife, this sunny side we also may view. Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way if we keep on the sunny side of life. Crushing hopes that we cherish so dear. Clouds and storm will in time pass away. The sun again will shine bright and clear. Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all our way if we keep on the sunny side of life. Cloudy or fair, let us trust in our Savior always, who keep us everyone in His care. Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all our way if we keep on the sunny side of life.
I sit down, can I buy you around? Haven't seen your face before. Are you new in town? It's the same old line, oh, every time. Are you here alone? Can I take you home? Every pretty place, there's a pair of flying eyes and a set of keys. He says, "Come be a star in the backseat of my car." Oh, but baby, slow down, you're going way too far. If you're not in it for love, if you're not willing to give it all you got, if you're not in it for life, if you're not in it for love, let me make it clear to you, my dear. You're not in it for love, I'm out of here. Hey! Babe, I can change your world, make you a cover girl. Yeah, you could be a beauty in a magazine. Now tell me what's your style.
you've tuned in recently, you are listening to WMUC College Park, where college radio is good radio. I'm Orla, and my show is called Stand By Your Girl. It's all about women in country music, and today we're doing some bigger hits, I would say. We're working off of a Billboard list of what they consider the best country singers of all time. And we just had a bit of a crazy transition from the Carter Family with Keepin' on the Sunny Side to Shania Twain, the queen of country pop, with If You're Not In It for Love, I'm Outta Here. She was quite a star of the 90s, and she's from Canada. She became big with her sophomore album, The Woman in Me, in 1995, which delivered 8 singles, including the hot country song Number Ones, Any Man of Mine, and If You're Not In It for Love, I'm Outta Here. For more than a decade, her huge number of hits, including Whose Bed Have Your Boots Been Under, and You're Still the One, and From This Moment On, and many more, it seemed almost endless. And she sort of got a lot of pop fans more into country at the time, you could say. And her sort of blend of country vocals and pop sounds was apparently a big inspiration for Taylor Swift, one of country's biggest artists, who also leaned in heavily to the more pop side of country. But up next, we have a more traditional-sounding country group, I would say. The Judds, who are a mother-daughter duo of Wynonna and Naomi. They spent 1984 to 1991 racking up 6 multi-platinum studio albums and 14 number one country hits. They were mostly more polished melancholy songs versus the more upbeat Shania Twain vibe. Their hits include Why Not Me, which I think I've played before, and Girls Night Out, which I think I've also played before, and what I'm going to play for you today, Mama He's Crazy. Their story began in a Kentucky mountain home where Naomi raised Wynonna and future Hollywood star sister Ashley on welfare after surviving an abusive relationship. In 1983, Naomi willed the duo into an RCA audition. After Naomi announced a hepatitis C diagnosis in the 90s, she became an author and motivational speaker, occasionally reuniting the Judds. She sadly died in 2022, and Wynonna soldiers on as a solo star. Yeah, this is one of their big hits called Mama He's Crazy.
Mama, I found someone like you said would come along. He's a sight so unlike any man I've known. I was afraid to let him in, 'cause I'm not the trusting kind. But now I'm convinced that he's heaven sent and must be out of his mind. Mama, he's crazy. All I've ever seen. And Mama, he's crazy. better look before you leap. Maybe so, but here I go, letting my heart lead me. He thinks I hung the moon and stars. I think he's a living dream. Well, there are men, but ones like him are few and far between. Mama, he's crazy.
Tammy Wynette with her song Another Lonely Song. Before that was the Judds, Mama He's Crazy. Tammy Wynette is often described as having a tear in her voice. Yes, she's a very sad singer. She doesn't have a lot of happy songs that I can think of. She was born in Mississippi and wrote a lot of heartbreaking ballads, including this one and Till I Can Make It On My Own and D-I-V-O-R-C-E. She also wrote some fun ones too, including Your Good Girl's Gonna Go Bad and Singin' My Song. I've played Your Good Girl's Gonna Go Bad before on the show. I don't know that I've played the rest of those. She's a Grammy-winning Country Music Hall of Famer with several iconic duets, including with George Jones, whose turbulent marriage sometimes garnered as many headlines as their musical accomplishments. But she had a number of other collaborators, including Dolly Parton, Loretta Lynn, David Houston, and British dance pop group the KLF, whose 1991 collab Justified and Ancient gave Wynette a hit that went number one in 18 countries. I'll have to take a look at that. I have actually never heard that before. But yeah, if you haven't picked up on it, her song Stand By Your Man is where the title for this show comes from. Next on their list at number 25 was The Chicks. The world had never seen a country phenomenon quite like The Chicks upon the group's late 90s breakout. So their incisive songwriting, open-hearted delivery, and expert musicianship led to multiple RIAA Diamond Certified blockbuster albums, including 1998's Wide Open Spaces and 99's Fly. A handful of huge smash singles, including the revenge tale of Goodbye Earl and Bluegrass Sing-Along Long Time Gone. A backlash to a political comment made by frontwoman Natalie Maines at a 2003 show resulted in the group all but being ejected from Nashville, but they returned in 2006 with the resilient album Taking the Long Way, which reclaimed their narrative and won Grammy Album of the Year. Yeah, and they're back. I think they're touring right now. but yeah, I think their musicianship, especially their bluegrass musicianship, is pretty great. So I decided to play Long Time Gone off their album Home, which I think highlights that.
Daddy's
It's amazing how you can speak right to my heart. Without saying a word, you can light up the dark. Try as I may, I could never explain what I hear when you
That was Alison Krauss and Union Station with When You Say Nothing at All, one of their big hits. Alison Krauss is quite a singular talent. She has an amazing voice, and she's a very strong violinist as well. She's been recording since she was 14 on her own with the band Union Station. She's also done collaborations with Led Zeppelin's Robert Plant and soundtracks such as the well-awarded Oh Brother, Where Art Thou. She's from Illinois. She's racked up 27 Grammy Awards, which puts her in fourth place for all-time totals. She won a National Medal of the Arts in 2019 and was inducted into the International Bluegrass Hall of Fame in 2021. The last artist we will hear today is one of my childhood favorites, Miranda Lambert, who has been around for almost 25 years now. She is from Longview, Texas. She is a three-time Grammy-winning vocalist, songwriter, and guitarist. She has topped the country album charts 7 times and topped the all-genre Billboard 200 with 2014's Platinum. She writes a lot of interesting songs. She has some very like heartfelt ones and then some very fiery ones. She does a lot of variety and she has more ACM awards than any other artist. But anyways, this is one of my favorites and I think my mother's favorite of her songs. This one is called The House That Built Me. I hope you enjoyed this show today. Thanks so much for tuning in. I will see you again next week. Bye. Currently, the ad blocker is broken. That's great, but it will be coming up soon. I was gonna say, I forgot that I went down to Nashville as a kid a number of times, and I was in a honky-tonk, and you could, like, request songs. And so I requested this song by whatever person was playing, which was pretty fun. Never had it give me two different ads before. That's great. Okay, here we go.
I know they say you can't go home again. I just had to come back one last time. Ma'am, I know you don't know me from Adam, but these handprints on the front steps are mine. Up those stairs in that little back bedroom, where I did my homework and I learned to play guitar. And I bet you didn't know, under that live oak, my favorite dog is buried in the yard. I thought if I could touch this place, I'll feel it. This brokenness inside me might start healing. Just come in, I swear I'll leave. Won't take nothing but a memory from the house that built me. Mama cut out pictures of houses for years, from Better Homes and Garden magazines. Plans were drawn and concrete poured, nail by nail and board by